This is an SAC podcast for Knowledge Scotland. I'm Ken Rundle and I'm with Dr. Dominic Moran, an environmental economist with SAC. He recently published the results of his study into the most economically efficient ways of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in agriculture, land use change and forestry. Now Dominic, what's significant about this work?
Well, the significance of our report is in the fact that for the first time we now have a notional greenhouse gas emissions budget for the sector. And by the sector I mean agriculture, land use change and forestry. In essence, this budget provides us with some indication of all the potentially feasible ways, which are also low cost, of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the sector.
How did you set about doing that?
Well, we used a methodology that was given to us by the government's Climate Change Committee, and this methodology essentially required us to develop an inventory of all the potentially technically efficient measures, I should say, of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in agriculture and the associated sectors. We then used expert input to decide which measures were actually feasible in the UK climate and the cost of implementing these measures on UK farms.
So it was a cost-benefit analysis?
Well, a kind of a cost-benefit analysis. In essence, what it did was provide us with a cost hierarchy of measure implementation. Some measures turned out to be very low cost and indeed cost-saving for farmers. And in so doing, they provide win-win opportunities for policy. In other words, they reduce greenhouse gas emissions and save farmers money. After those measures have been identified, measures become progressively more expensive until such point there are measures which are frankly uneconomical and not worth pursuing.
So what kind of results did you get? What kind of things are win-wins?
Well, win-wins tend to be in the crop and soil area, over application of nitrogen fertilisers. In livestock, things like switching to maize silage diets and interventions in gut processes to change the process of enteric fermentation.
So what does this now mean for policymakers or governments? What does it mean for the industries involved?
Well, for the first time we have an economically efficient budget. Up to this point we knew that there were a range of measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but we didn't really know which ones to do first. So policymakers now have a very good idea when they're designing interventions in agriculture of which measures are worth promoting relative to measures that are not worth promoting because they're too expensive. What this does for other stakeholders in the industry is give them a route map of measures that they can recommend to farmers and land managers to pursue in future.
It's true to say the industry is going to have a tough time reaching the very tough targets set by government in terms of emission reduction. On the other hand, they can, using this method, achieve something at least.
They can. It's certainly true that there are win-win opportunities. There are cost-saving opportunities in agriculture and land use. And it's also worth remembering that the Climate Change Committee have recognised the complexity in agriculture and are not, relative to, say, aviation and road transport and domestic energy, they're not pursuing with such vigour the upper budget limit that has been derived in our report. What they do recognise is that the complexity requires further research.
It's a first step and a major one.
It is.
Thank you, Dr. Dominic Moran of SAC. This has been an SAC podcast for Knowledge Scotland.